We have perhaps overly relied on numbers, said owner John Henry.
The writer Nate Silver for several years enjoyed breathtaking success predicting U.S. presidential election outcomes for the New York Times, using an approach to statistics he learned writing about baseball. For the first time in memory, a newspaper seemed to have an edge in calling elections. But then Silver left the Times and failed to predict the rise of Donald Trump, and his data-driven approach to predicting elections was called into question by the New York Times. Nothing exceeds the value of shoe leather reporting, given that politics is an essentially human endeavor and therefore can defy prediction and reason, wrote a Times columnist late in the spring of 2016. Never mind that few shoe leather reporters saw Trump coming, either, or that Silver later admitted that, because Trump seemed sui generis. He'd allowed an unusual amount of subjectivity to creep into his forecasts. I'm sure some of the criticism of people who claim to be using data to find knowledge and to exploit inefficiencies in their industries has some truth to it. But whatever it is in the human psyche that the Oakland A's exploited for profit, this hunger for an expert who knows things with certainty, even when certainty is not possible, has a talent for hanging around. It's like a movie monster that's meant to have been killed, but is somehow always alive for the final act. And so, once the dust had settled on the responses to my book, one of them remained more alive and relevant than the others. A review